Women and their role in the church and society is the subject of a three-day conference underway in Rome, marking the 20th anniversary of John Paul II's apostolic letter Mulieres Dignitatem. Promoted by the Pontifical Council for the Laity, Friday's session concentrated on problems faced by women in contemporary society. Veronica Scaresbrick reports.
Women in the workplace, sooner rather than later, find themselves faced with an almost impossible choice: to have a family or a career. The reality of the world in which we live in is that having a family takes time and money, two factors most employers frown on. Add to this the current high cost of living, housing and childcare, and the result is that the vast majority of women find themselves forced to give up one or the other.
Women today in Europe rarely have to make the choice often between having several children, which I consider to be absolutely normal, and having a career. So the result is that they don't have children, basically.
That was the message that Norwegian academic Janne Harland Matli brought to delegates and participants at the conference on Friday. She pointed out that families are a social resource that needs to be promoted for the benefit of society today and in the future.
There's a clear need for recognition that having a family is normal and necessary and very, very important for any society. So the state should really have policies to try to accommodate this work-family combination.
An earlier intervention by Italian academic Olimpia Tarzia echoed Matli's concerns regarding the growing sense of hopelessness, particularly among younger generations of women who no longer believe in lasting relationships, who have difficulty in recognising their unique difference in relation to men, and whose lives are pervaded by a sense of instability. Dramatically, she revealed that every year 53 million women choose to abort their child, a death toll equal to that of the Second World War. Quoting Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Tarzia concluded, "There can be no peace until every single human life is saved." And as such, it is the responsibility of governments, civil society, employers and partners to help women rediscover and cherish the great gift of motherhood for the good of all. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.